would you like to go? You're welcome to come with us if you've never been.
Well, I was down there a few weeks ago. That's the first place I went to.
Oh, really?
It's awfully hot down there.
It is. It really is.
The one Saturday I was down there, I guess it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was 104.
I don't think I would want to go down there when it was that hot.
I think it.
I hope it's not that hot this weekend.
101 or 102
today. Really?
But
I'm not going to tell Mike. He won't go if he finds out. I want to get some crystal, too, down there. Well, some bar crystal, and then also for my brother for a wedding gift. Mm-hmm. Like, this is his second marriage, and it's hard to think of something for somebody on their second go-round because they usually have everything for the first time.
Tell us about your parents, where they were born.
They were both born here. In fact, I think my family goes back about 7 or 8 generations here or more.
It was here, in
here in Corpus.
Yeah.
It was one of the first families in Corpus.
On your father's side or mother's side?
On Aunt Ann's side, on the side.
Uh-huh.
And then they don't go quite as far back on my mother's side because they came over from Alsace-Lorraine, which is part of between Germany and France. It's a little piece that goes back and forth all the time. And they came over and bought farmland. And they have pretty good sized farm holdings. My great-grandfather did. He came over from Alsace-Lorraine.
Your great... Wait a minute. Your great-grandfather on...
My mother's side. It was her mother's father.
He came from?
From Alsace-Lorraine.
When he was grown, I guess.
No, I think he was about 18. He wasn't, you know, completely grown, I guess you'd say. He was a pretty big guy.
What was your mother's name?
Dorothy Helen.
Occupation.
My mother's a mother and a housewife. With that many kids, she didn't really have a chance to be much of anything else. My dad is an oil field gauger. Yeah, he goes out and checks tanks and sees how much oil is in them, and if they run the oil, then he, you know, turns it on and runs it and then turns it off and gauges it again. Yeah. He wanted to be an architect, but he got married and we all started coming along and he never had a chance to go back. But he does still, I mean, he designed the house they live in and built most of it. And he was bound and determined that none of us were going to end up spending our lives doing something we didn't really want to do. He wanted us all to go to college and end up being something or doing something or at least doing whatever we wanted to do rather than to have to work and support a family and do something you didn't like.
Have you ever wanted to go back and finish your degree?
No, I don't think they could. They'd have to torture me to get me to go back to school.
Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. I guess one reason was my dad didn't push us, but he put such an emphasis on it. And I'm lazy. I'm innately lazy, and I don't know, I guess I just, it was too much of a grind, it was too much bother. I'd rather read. I could sit down and read all the books they would put out, but I didn't like to have to tell them about it or write things about it or anything like that.
What about your parents' education?
They both were high school graduates and they each had a year of college.
You've always lived right here in Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.